When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And welcome to a West London Sport special QPR podcast following the appointment of Marty Cifuentes as the club's new head coach on Monday night. I'm joined today by Daniel Christofferson, the senior football journalist for Sportbladet in Stockholm, and the man who broke the story that Cifuentes was leaving Hammarby to take over QPR. So, Daniel, thanks very much for sparing us some of your time this morning. Now, you've reported on Cifuentes at Hammarby ever since his arrival from Danish side Aalborg 18 months ago. So what can QPR expect from their new manager?
They can expect a manager who is very keen on playing possessional football, playing attractive football, high press, much possession, and a pretty entertaining football to look at. He has been in charge in Hammarby now for 2 years, and last year they played great. He had a great success in the club, took them to Europe qualification, took them to a cup final, and he did very, very good results. And he has also played very much young players, developed them to make them very good. You have Youssef Erabi here, who in Hammarby now, who is 20 years old. No one nearly know who he was this season, but Cifuentes took him from the second team and made him to a great goal scorer. He scored 7 goals, I think, in just a short couple of matches. And then he got injured now, so he's out for the whole season. But if you can sum it up, you will have a coach that play much possession football, entertaining football, and is very keen on and good to develop young players.
And what's he like as a man, as a person? Is he a good communicator? Is he easy to deal with? How did you get on with him?
Yeah, very well. He's very very humble, very nice to the players. And he, if you talk to the players now after he's left, it was very kind words. They said it was a pity that he leave, and he is very, very kind with the players, and the players liked him. It has been the only negative thing that has been in Hammarby. It has much of his assistants has left, so it has very, very some of his assistants has gone. So that's maybe the negative thing that he has worked a lot of assistants manager, but now he will take his own assistant Savi Kalm with him to QPR. So I think that will not be a problem in QPR.
Okay, and his assistant, is he Spanish as well, or is he Swedish?
Yeah, as Spanish.
Spanish. So in terms of, I mean, Hammarby, they're a very well-supported club, you know, great fans. How's the news been greeted by supporters? Are they disappointed to see him go, or is it kind of, are they not surprised that he's left?
It has been these rumors with QPR for almost a year now. He was in the process last time when they hired a manager. So it's they are not so surprised. Maybe the timing is surprised when it's two matches left. And I think it's very split. I think 50% is sad at the leaving. 50% is happy that the leaving, because the results this season hasn't been so good. But I don't think that had so much to do with Marti, because they have it's a little bit of the sport director has left, and they had two windows now, transfer windows, that has been very bad. They have spent a lot of money on players that hasn't been great, that hasn't got the playing time. And also, if you look back 1 year, they sold three of the absolute best players, Gustav Ludvigsson, the leading goal scorer, to South Korea. They sold Mohana Jehaz, the best left back in Scandinavia, to DC United. And they sold their absolute best central midfielder, Darren Bjanic, also to South Korea. So I think that Marti maybe hasn't done a great job this season, but I think why Hammarby has struggled a little bit this season is that the transfers has been bad.
Okay, and is he responsible for the transfers, or is that by the sporting director?
No, the sporting director who has the most to say about the transfers. So he hasn't been involved so much. And this summer, when the sporting director left, they had lack a little bit of money, so they decided to the young players, take them up to the first team, and then they didn't sign any expensive players at all when the old sporting director has left. So Marti has had a little bit of a tough time, no big signings that he could make himself. Just playing the young players, and I think that's also a little bit maybe why he is leaving. That he's maybe he couldn't feel that he would come any further in Hammarby.
Okay, he takes over a QPR side that 12 months ago were top of the championship, but now they're in the relegation zone with many of the same players. Is he the type of manager you think that can come in and have a immediate impact? Or is he someone that needs time to kind of get his methods across?
He's not the kind of manager, if you compare to Neil Warnock, who come in and yell at everyone and have the anger management by fear tactics. I think he needs time. I think if he get the time, he will do a good job. And I also think that he can change some couple of things that can bring them together. He's very good with the dressing room, good to get the group going, and that the team feels as a unit. So that could be good. But also, it's if you should be honest, it's not so many managers from Scandinavia who gets the chance in the championship. You have Jon Dahl Tomasson, I see now in Blackburn. He has done a great job. Mm. But otherwise, of course, it's a little bit of gambling of QPR because Marti is a good manager, no question about that. But it's a very, very high step to go from the Allsvenskan to the championship. And to go to a QPR, maybe they're struggling now, but it's a classic club. There's England. So of course it's a gambling. But also for Cifuentes, it's a fantastic chance. Not many Swedish manager, not many manager who had the managing Allsvenskan gets the opportunity to coach outside Scandinavia, and not either in England. So of course it will be difficult for him, and but he said on the press conference yesterday when it was official that he left for QPR, that he believed that he would do a good job and that he would have that he will have success in QPR. So he's full of self-confidence.
Great stuff. And sort of language wise, I mean, I know he spent time in Denmark and Sweden. Did he communicate always in English, or did he speak? Yeah. He learned Swedish. How was he?
He speaks fluent English, so yeah. That won't be a problem. He speaks a little bit Swedish, but the thing that we had when we had done interviews with him, I have speak English with him, but some of my colleagues, they tell the question in Swedish and then he has answered in English. So he has spoken English with the squad and he has spoken English with the journalist. So the language will not be any problem at all.
Great stuff. Daniel, thank you so much, mate. And well done on the big story. So
thank you.
And, thanks for your time and I'll speak to you soon.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.